audio recording. That's how we do it.
That's how we do it.
That's how we do it. Yeah. And we want to invite you in with our friends. Can you see here? You can just see kind of his arm there. This is Christian McBride. Maybe on this. Yeah, now you can see it. Christian McBride. That's Sean Jones. We're going to eventually get all the Open Studio artists in here. We just like to have them here because we can't be together. This is Adam Maness. And we are here to answer your questions, to hopefully give a little bit of encouragement. Maybe you guys will give us some. And just to commune about music, life. Trying to, you know, everybody's trying to kind of get better and make some progress daily. And do our thing, right?
Just be a little bit better today than you were yesterday.
That's right.
That's all you got to do.
Well, that's important too, because I think Saturday and Sunday I got worse both days, so I got some catching up to do.
Yeah, well, that's the caveat too, is don't beat yourself up if you're a little bit worse.
Right, that's right, right. Yeah. Okay, so I don't know if you remember this, Mr. Maness. We have, and I'm not talking to your dad, I'm talking to you because you're a little older now, so you can take it. We have some segments that we're doing now.
Oh, yeah. What you got?
So we've got, first, let's do our practice check-in.
Okay, cool.
Because I think this is going to be interesting because I know I've been practicing a little bit thinking about our duo piano concert live stream, which is coming up on Wednesday evening.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did know that, man. I'm working hard at it.
Yeah, me too. And so I think, you know, a lot of my practice, I think solo piano works well, and we've done this before, but neither one of us has done it a lot over the years to piano, because there's just not a lot of occasions to have access to another great piano.
It's a rare treat. It's a rare treat.
Yeah, and actual two pianos. And so the idea is that I think it's always fun for me to think about taking solo piano concepts and techniques and just conceptions, and then how do you layer that in with another pianist that you really enjoy they're playing to make something that's interesting. It's not just back and forth solo piano. Although a certain amount of that works, I find works very well in this
kind of situation.
Although
there will be that. Yeah.
There will be that, because you know what? It just works so well. You can't layer everything on top of each other the whole time, nor should you.
So it's what we were talking about a little bit last week. It's just one option of sound, right? So there's so much we can do. I was thinking about this morning that one of the things that I'm going to try to be present with when we play our duo concert is to not show too much aversion towards any sound. So, because we often think like, okay, well, we need to leave each other space. Sometimes that means just two solo piano sections, right?
Yes.
And sometimes that means if you're in the middle, I'll be out here.
Right.
Right? That's another option for sound. But yep. I don't want to be overt to that. But I also, if you're in the middle, sometimes I can be in the middle too, and that can create its own sound as well. Like if I'm always outside or you're always outside and I'm always inside or you're always inside or vice versa, if we're always leaving all this sonic room all the time, that gets repetitive and boring.
Right.
There are sounds to be made where we can be together. We can be, like, I can be thin while you're thick. I can be super thin while you're doing thicker things.
Yep.
We could both be thick on occasion. I think it's just like anything else. It's almost like composition, right? Where it's like too much of one thing is not great. There always needs to be some evolution with the sound. And I think, and that's what's so exciting about the duo concert with two pianos, is that we truly can do all of that. We truly, like if it's a duo with a trumpet, there's certain things you can do, and there's definitely everybody has their places and it can be killing. But this is like, we have all of these colors to paint with. And I think the key for me is going to be exploring what we can get out of all of that, you know?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And that's been sort of the same, you know, we haven't talked about this a lot, which I think is great. I don't like getting into a thing where like everything's planned out, but I think that conceptually we're coming from the same place in terms of understanding the instrument, understanding the power of it, and then also understanding that, you know, some of the same issues that come up with when you play with guitar and piano come up in a different way. But the idea is that, you know, you can get a little bit of addition by subtraction that can be very interesting. And number one, listen, it doesn't apply any more than a two piano situation.
No, I mean, it's almost like the guitar thing, but even more.
Yeah.
Because we can do more. We have a bigger range than a guitar. We can play more notes than a guitar. Yeah. So it's like we can actually, we can really bear down on that. So I think it's really exciting. I mean, we did it last year. Was it last year?
Yeah.
It was last, it around like this time last year.
Yeah, it was like a little less than a year. Right about a year ago.
We did one night, two sets, right?
No, we did two.
Did we do two nights?
Well, we did a matinee. Remember, we did I think it was three sets total.
Yeah. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
We just had a blast. And it was really, I was like, man, by that third set, I was like, okay, like let's go on the road. What are we doing?
I know,
there was so much to get out of it, but you need to spend some time in there.
Yeah, I know. I remember that was the exact that last set. I was like, oh man. And then you just don't get a chance to do it again. Yeah. So yeah, looking forward to Wednesday. So please join us. That's at the open. It's right here, right? Open Studio, so, YouTube. Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be in the pod suite. It's going to be in there.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a little Bosendorfer v. Steinway action. But it's 8 p.m. Eastern New York City time on Wednesday evening on the YouTube channel.
So what specific, are you practicing anything specific for this situation, or are you just like getting your mind right for it?
No, the only thing I was kind of, because you kept coming in here playing the, you know, yeah, the theme song. And I was like, I never really play. I mean, I do play it occasionally, but I'm never like practicing, but I did pull that one out a little bit.
I just want to be able to do the first part with you. I got it.
Well, what about if we split that up? Like, what about if I'll do the left hand, you do the right hand? I'm going to comp and do the, let's see how this works. I'll comp and you play the melody.
Okay.
1, 2, D, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wait, it's not good. 1, 2, D, 4, 5, 6.
Give me four, give me four, give me four.
1, 2, 3, 4. And then we could switch. It's almost harder to play that line.
I mean, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Too hard.
Yeah.
Sorry. It was a little rehearsal.
That was good.
So I've been practicing that just to, so I can be comfortable with it. Also, I don't play a lot in seven in my own trio. I have one thing that's in seven.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do a ton of it.
Yeah.
So I wanted to, and it's been a while since I've played that with the trio. So I've been wanting to, I haven't spent any time in the pandemic with odd time signatures. It's my bad.
I mean, the whole pandemic is such an odd time.
It's such an odd time.
So
it's,
you're going to be
fine. This whole damn thing's an odd time signature.
Well, I think too that, because we do, I don't know if we have questions about it today, but it's definitely something that's come up like how do you play in odd time signatures? And I just, one thing that I always like folks to think about is, you know, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Try to find that place of the groove, right? But like kind of next level, and we're normally thinking, oh, I have to master that first. But this is one of those things you can kind of practice as you go. So it's like, dun, 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 dun. So you stretch it out over two, yeah, and then you stretch it out over four. Dun, 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 dun. So once you start kind of, you got to kind of go off the end of the diving board. You remember what it felt like when you get on the...
Exactly.
The big three over the three and back and forth. So you can be practicing that kind of as you're going, folks. And that's a fun thing to kind of find within there.
I've also been just working on, for myself, just always with just trying to clear that path, right? Just trying to be mindful of what is happening as I'm playing. I spent a lot of time this week working on that, working on the mindfulness of playing. Because I think there's a lot of really great music that gets left on the table sometimes.
Yes.
When we're playing from the ego.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, I don't know. That seems very... But it's what I've been working on in my practice sessions. Like, stopping if I'm playing something that I'm not truly hearing or interested in. Like, getting out of the robot, running your fingers.
Yep.
Mentality.
Well, that's great, and that's the kind of practice we've talked about a little bit, but we probably don't talk about it enough, especially for a gig like this or just gigs in general, is that like there's the technique, there's the ear training, there's all the technical, as it were, not even this kind of technical, just the actual attributes of the music we need to practice. But then you got to get your mind right. Come
get
on,
your
son.
Mind right, man.
Get your mind right, because I mean there's nothing like... And, you know, to me, it's like the sports music analogies are a little bit dangerous because they're such different endeavors. But I would say if you think about a great athlete that has done all the work, like there's a certain amount of element once they get into the game or onto the track or onto the ski slope or whatever, is like you've got to find that combination of going for it but having fun too. You know what I mean? It cannot just be execution and work. There's got to be some flair,
man,
and panache.
Did you watch? Did you watch SNL this weekend?
I saw selected highlights on YouTube because I was asleep by 10:30.
So Jack White was I guess the guy that was supposed to play was some young country singer, and
he has COVID.
Or he was at a party with COVID or something. Yeah. So it was Jack White, and I'm gonna space on the drummer's name. Oh man!
Oh, didn't he do like an Eddie Van Halen? Guitar tribute kind of situation?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wow, he might have. But the first, it was Daru Jones. And man, amazing. Like these low drums or whatever. But he did this fill in the middle of the first song, which it was just an eighth note thing. I think it was even just like, dun, 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 right?
Yeah.
And he kind of, he was so joyful the entire time he's playing. And it was kind of like, dun, 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 dun. It was kind of a falling down the steps thing. And it wasn't like
Stevie Wonder Phil.
Yeah, it wasn't on the grid at all. It wasn't on any grid. It was just, he was so feeling it.
F the grid.
And you know what? Nobody noticed that it was, no one cares. It felt exactly human or whatever. And I was like, that is the path right there. That guy's down the path. That's what I, you know, with the mindfulness of all this or whatever, playing what you hear, these things we talk about, having fun.
Yeah.
It was so in the moment and so appropriate for what happened. And there's nothing you could teach about that. It was just the way he was feeling those eighth notes right then in that moment. Mm. And the entire studio lit up when he did it. And it was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of thing you get your mind right in advance. You know, you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself to try to just wait until you get into the moment, you know? And that's how some people get frustrated, because they're like, oh, like you hear things like, I wasn't able to play all the stuff that I knew. Nobody wants to hear you play the stuff that you know.
Yeah.
Like, they want to hear you win.
I want to hear you.
And winning in terms of playing music is playing something that moves people. Like, it's as simple as that. So if that's one note, if that's falling down the stairs on the drums, if that's being present and in the moment, but it's a lot of pressure to put yourself to just be like, okay, I'm going to go from this other kind of mentality. And then once the gig starts or the live stream starts, I'm going to be like, bam. So you've got to be not only preparing for that and practicing for that, but expecting that.
Yeah.
And being like, okay, at that moment, I'm going to be like, in the moment, I'm going to honor that time with these musicians, or if you're solo, whatever it is, to really bring something. And so when you're having fun, then you become part of the audience almost, and like part of the process. You're not just like up on high presenting down. You're part of the whole experience, and you're having fun, and you're doing your part by leading the musical part of it. But it really is something exciting when one can get to that level, I would say.
Okay, so this killer performance tip. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
You got it?
Let's do it.
So the peak performance book, right, that Ian recommended to you and you've since recommended to me.
Yes.
So, yes, last week I recorded a trio concert, my first trio concert with my trio since everything went down.
Yeah.
At Jazz St. Louis. Nobody was there. It was just the three of us and Bob Bennett in the booth and Paul Henrick in the upstairs booth. And it's going to be broadcast this Thursday. And I did something that I never do. Before performance, which is I really rested that day all day. Like I made sure I warmed up on the piano. I kind of went through what I was going to do, right? Mm-hmm. All the tunes that I needed to know, but I didn't do much. I was maybe 15 minutes at the piano, right? Instead of what I normally do, which is really go through an hour long practice routine, really try to practice the soloing that I want to do, go through the changes. Yep. I mean, I did all that in the weeks leading up to this, but the day of, I completely rested my mind. I really considered it part of my performance that I was going to save everything. And then even when we got to soundcheck and we were kind of rehearsing at soundcheck, which is what you do at a trio concert.
Of course.
I held back. I didn't solo. I remember, man, being on the road with like, playing some stuff with Aaron when Seamus Blake was on the gig with us, and he would never do anything at soundcheck. He would sort of like warm up his horn, but he wouldn't blow very much at all.
Wow.
And that's what I did. And I had such an amazing night. I just felt like so energetic. I felt like, and I know this seems like, shouldn't I know this by now, but really having intention behind this, right?
Yeah.
And considering it part of the gig that I just hold back and really conserve energy, really rest up for the performance. So I was stressing and resting all week, the weeks leading up.
Yep.
I practiced hard on Wednesday. On Thursday, I just chilled.
Right.
It was great.
We call that chill to the next episode.
So for our duo concert, I'm working hard today. I worked this morning. I'm going to work when I get home tonight. I'll work hard tomorrow. Stress and rest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. Like going my 90 minutes and then taking a 25, mm-hmm. little walk around the block.
Yeah.
And then I'll probably do a quick warm up on Wednesday afternoon and that'll be it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Good stuff.
I don't know. I'm still experimenting.
Now I'm feeling the pressure. I thought we were just going to do a gig.
We're just going to have some fun.
You got your whole week mapped out. I got to redo my thing here. All right, should we? Oh wait, we got to do what else? We got fitness and diet check.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, how are you doing on the fitness and diet? Not diet, the food, because you've been doing the plant based Mondays, right?
Plant based Monday, lentil soup night tonight.
Nice.
Yeah, we had had pretty much a plant based Sunday because we did Pizza Head
for
dinner,
Pizza Head.
Vegan
love
pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah. Man, that pepperoni.
That's very good.
Yeah, it's not real pepperoni. It's better than real pepperoni.
And they're dealing with like a cashew type cheese, I believe, right?
On their vegan, we didn't get the vegan pizza. The vegan. We got the regular cheese.
Right.
But you know, Sundays are kind of my cheat day. Wow. where I have like the sugar. I had some Halloween candy, but ooh. But anyway, other than that, man, pretty much again, all I stuck to something that really works for me right now, which is just no processed foods at all, no dairy, no alcohol, just really trying to keep a clean during the week, keep a really clean diet, lots
clean
of plants,
mind, clean body, clean
I'm
life.
Averaging like 2.5 avocados a day. I don't know what that's going to do to me.
I had a nice avocado yesterday. I never have that many, but I nothing wrong with the avocado. But cool. All right, should we get into the? I'll just throw out there that yesterday on the exercise, you know, I'm preparing for a half marathon on November 1st. Which
no
is
way.
Kind of coming up pretty soon. Yeah, I didn't tell you about that.
Is your fourth half marathon?
This will be my fifth or as I like marathon. To I like to take the first four and say they were two fold. Right. That's kind of cheating because they were. But so I'm doing it on November 1st. That's going to be here in Forest Park. Actually, an in-person, a very rare thing during this time, a socially distanced half marathon that's been approved by the city with a very limited number of participants. Obviously not elite level because I'm one of the participants, but my coach had me go out yesterday and do a long run, which is easy miles, which is good. And he said 12 to 13. So I was like, I got to do 13.1. That's the half marathon. Make sure I could do it. But guess where I ran?
Where?
I will give you some hints. A, I've never ran there before. Okay. He's thinking. He's not sure.
Okay. I need something else. There's a lot of places that
B, it is not in St. Louis County, but it's close. To St. Louis County.
St. Charles?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
You ran in St. Charles?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
But you got to be a little more specific. So we're going to keep going with the...
Okay.
The surface that I was running on was neither concrete, asphalt, nor a sidewalk, or grass.
It was gravel. Katy Trail.
Yes. Katy Trail. Which was great, man. I'd been on it before years ago, but it's really, you know, I started in downtown St. Charles, and it's a little scary in St. Charles because St. Charles is open. They're wide open over there.
Yeah.
Although they're starting to close a little, but I started right
because
there.
They've been so open.
Yeah. But there, you know, I started right there. There's a trailhead, a nice park there down Old Town St. Charles, right on the Missouri River.
Yeah.
And, I went kind of west, like southwest. You can go either way, obviously. But it's sort of the beginning of the trail, although it does go up towards the confluence with the Mississippi. But I'm like, you know, the Missouri River is so big.
Yeah.
And like, that's only our second biggest river around here. You know, it's pretty an amazing thing. But yeah, it just goes right along the river. It was beautiful fall colors. Quite a few bikers out, not many runners, but it was nice.
Yeah, I could never bike the Katy Trail because I always have the elite road bike tires,
right,
and
right.
You would just slip and slide all over.
But you know what? I see probably not that skinny, but I definitely, you don't have to have mountain bikes.
No, they have like the hybrid tires.
Yeah, quite a few of that I was surprised. Yeah. I wouldn't think that's a great